Welcome back to another episode of TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. Today we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of 911. Season 4, Episode 2, to be exact. If you haven't watched this episode just yet, then listen at your own expense, because they about to be the spoilers. I want to start by starting a petition for the writers to give Athena a break for the next few episodes. I mean, like, do something to Captain Nash. It's his turn. Or maybe the kids. Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. Damn. My guy's gotta do her like that. Like, I get it. We established she's strong AF. She's a bad bench. We get it. Girl power all day, every day. But give the girl a break. And I peeped that. I peeped the fact that they didn't give us Chimney's full story on his nickname. I peeped that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, him and Maddie are just too cute. I'm so happy he finally, you know, got some sense and moved back in with his girl and his baby on the way. But I have to applaud the writers for the lovely mashup between the scene of Athena and the woman that was scared to go outside and Chimney and that pregnant woman. I really love the mashup between the two. It really worked. And those group of kids with the Hollywood sign, I really thought the guy was going to say, like, he was gonna confess that him and the girl were actually, you know, sleeping around, but that didn't happen. And that's okay, because either way, the episode was still good. Now, the relationship part of this segment. You know, Maggie and Chimney, that's their ship name. I looked it up. Loving them. And my all-time favorite, Bathena. Yes. I even love their ship name. It goes so well together. Bathena. Come on now. We could make a movie. Like, if they, you know, if the writers decided to include another baby into the mix, all I would have to say is that that's a very unisexual name. If it's a boy, Bathena. If it's a girl, Bathena. If it's a dog, Bathena. No need to say anymore.
Copy that, 727L30. Glad to hear you're okay.
Glad to hear you too, dispatch. Thanks for coming to get me.
Always.
Bathena Nation, everybody. I'm shipping them so hard. I'm so glad that, you know, his ship and her ship crashed together and made a bigger ship. Like, they've been shipped. Who would guess that Buck is seeing a therapist? Good for him. Good for him. I'm so happy for him. Like, with all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. But what did he mean? What did he mean when he said hiding feelings from everybody? I bet you, I don't even have to bet on this. I'm pretty sure that all the buddy shippers out there was like,
my God, okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait,
calm down. No.
That was Buddy Nation. All the buddy shippers out there, that's the reaction they had. I bet you all of them are being like, oh, Buck finally realized he loves Eddie and X, Y, and Z. Like, they're gonna probably come after me for saying this, but like, what if it's him being depressed and he's finally ready to tell everybody that he's depressed AF, huh? Or maybe he's hiding his feelings in general. And cause he seems like the type of guy to, you know, hide feelings, not like I love you type feelings, but like just feelings in general. Like, this pissed me off, this doesn't piss me off, I don't really like you much, but you know, it's okay. You know, like those feelings. All those buddy shippers are probably listening to me right now and shaking their head. Like,
look, hello baby, why you tripping? You don't ever ever wanna listen.
Hey, now, I'm listening. I'm just giving other options. Now, I'm hearing a lot about Buck being paired with TK in the crossover event. Everybody who watches 911 Long Star, TK is gay, which pushed all the buddy shippers to feel like this is a confirmation. But this is all up for queer baiting, okay? That's what they're calling it, queer baiting, when you can't just... Well, when I guess a group of people are debating whether or not someone is gay or something. But that's all besides the point. But what if Buck is questioning himself? But again, besides the point, because this is such a teaser to all the buddy shippers out there. that are like going crazy about this information. But I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see what happens. The purest relationship in this show is Eddie and his kid. Like, there's nothing pure. Now, I know that Buckley is going to be in the crossover event in 9-1-1 Long Star, but they need to protect him at all costs because we got questions. Buddy Shippers needs confirmation, and so do I. So we all need answers next episode and the episode before that and so on and so forth. So y'all better protect him, all right? Don't let him die on some other show because that would be like messed up. But I did hear some rumors that in the crossover event between 9-1-1 and 9-1-1 Long Star, TK asks Buck, how long have he and Eddie been dating? Which, in response, he raises an eyebrow. So, this is something to think about. This is really something to think about. That means y'all gotta get the rest of the story in the crossover episode. So stay tuned. So add me on Instagram to let me know your thoughts and feelings about what's said today. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know on Instagram at lovemeso103. Well, that concludes today's segment. I'm your host, Sherlandy Lewis on TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. See you next episode, which will be the crossover event on the 1st next month.